Hey, people of the world, here's a little bonus for you from Hal and I here at We Got This. It's a trivia game. Hal, tell them what happened.
Yes, first of all, this is a special thank you during the drive. So if you have not yet become a member or upgraded your membership, you can do that at MaximumFun.org/join. For those of you who have already done so, we thank you. As you know, the first episode of the drive was the best Star Wars sequel. What you may not know is that we recorded both that episode and the one the prior week in one marathon session, at the end of which Ken had planned to have a trivia face-off between Mark and I against Alex and Molly, who are bona fide Star Wars trivia experts. Then what happened, Mark?
And then I had to go to a rehearsal for another project. So Hal was our lone Star Wars. Look, I'm not going to lie. If we're doing a Star Wars trivia thing and it's you and I, I am going to be no help at all. I'm going to be no help. You know what it is? It would be like, it's like, did you ever see the Disney movie Hercules? You're Hercules and I'm Phil just standing behind you going, "You're doing great, kid." Like, I'm not going to defeat a Hydra. Or a lion.
Or clean any Aegean stables.
Yeah, exactly. But Hal could do it. And I could just be in the back going, "Good job, kid."
So what you're about to hear is the result of me facing off against two renowned Star Wars experts who are teamed together in a trivia pack that Ken bought from what I can only assume is the Eighth Circle of Hell. So again, if you have not yet become a member or upgraded your membership, do so right now at MaximumFun.org/join. And remember to tell them that We Got This is one of the shows you listen to. That is how we benefit from your recurring monthly contribution.
Thanks and enjoy.
I have a handful of questions. You two versus Hal.
Oh. I've never been more nervous.
Hal? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, hey, all of you, We Got This listener fans.
Hate you, Ken. I hate you.
Hal, this is going to be fantastic.
How dare you do this?
You all know that we've been doing some trivia nights with Mark and Hal over the past couple of months. And recently, we had a little trivia night among some friends of ours where I incorporated some Star Wars questions into it, thinking that this would be a lovely specialist category that Hal could really latch onto and excel at. There were some issues and some bumps in the road on that. Would you characterize it the same way, Hal?
Look, here's what it was. If you've ever seen the movie Tin Cup, the very end of that, he's faced with an impossible shot and he can either lay it up and go for the par or he can go for the green. And he takes his first shot and misses. It rolls back into the water because of the way that the green slopes. And then he refuses to take the drop. He wants the shot again until he's at the point where he can't even qualify. If he doesn't hit the shot, does he actually make it? Like that's his, you see him sort of break down and he just keeps going for it over and over again.
And that was about an hour of that night, wasn't it?
That's exactly what happened to me. And then I got one that was real easy. Like, what's Han's last name? And that one I knew and I probably was wrong, but at least the card agreed with me. Yes. even at the point where ones I knew I was getting wrong. Like I would doubt myself.
Yeah, but you didn't want to give up. You didn't want to give up. You didn't want to give up.
I wanted to keep going.
You did. And eventually you got one right. So here's the thing. We just did a pair of episodes of We Got This with the guests, Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained, an excellent YouTube channel and just fan knowledge empire that they've built around it that you should all check out. But we're doing a little bonus for you all of a little trivia challenge. So on Team Star Wars Explained are Molly and Alex, and they're facing off against the Star Wars champion 1982.
Oh, that old thing.
Hal Lublin. He wasn't good when the Return of the Jedi information entered the picture.
Oh, yeah. I was
really
lost.
Solid before that. And we're going to have this a little head to head challenge. And the way this is going to work is I'm going to, Hal, it's okay. You can make it through this.
I'm fine. I'm excited.
I am going to ask a question from this deck of Star Wars trivia cards that I have.
That you got from Hell itself. Yes.
If they answer it correctly, they get a point. If they answer it incorrectly, that question is then passed to the other team who can either attempt to answer that one or pass on it and get a new question. We're going to play a handful of minutes. We'll see. We'll see how fast this goes. We'll see who goes down in flames fast.
I'm most excited to watch Molly and Alex answer all of these questions.
This is going to be like a magic trick. Yes. I'm sure.
I'm expecting these to be a lot harder. Like, I think they're going to be harder than I'm expecting. Mm.
They were harder than I expected, but my guess is your expectations and my, because you've done like the Uber ultimate.
Wait, no, I
you're trivia
say,
champions, both of you.
I did cull through the questions in the deck to make it seem a little bit more accessible for Hal.
Oh, how dare you? Oh,
okay.
How dare you? I wanted to, I don't want to be like, I want to just whatever is out there is out
it
there.
It is. Well, the fact is they're all coming from the deck regardless.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize you were trying to put your thumb on the scales.
No, if I did that, then I would cheap. Get like a child's book of trivia. And
Oh, I'm not good at those. Is that anything easier?
Who is Han Solo's best friend?
That's
not the first question. Huh?
Dagobah.
Close.
At what point in his life?
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip a coin to decide who is going to go first. So coin is flipped. What do you call?
Heads.
Yeah.
Okay. It is heads. So nice. Team Star Wars Explained goes first. Your first question is, what did Luke Skywalker notice about R2-D2 as he was cleaning him on the Lars homestead?
I'm going to always give Molly first shot.
Okay.
I know you know this.
Yeah. He got a lot of carbon scoring on there.
That is absolutely correct. That is 1 point to Team Star Wars Explained. Hal, did you know that?
When she said it, I did. I would have to think about it. I thought about the restraining bolt, but he knew it was there. But now I remember, you have a lot of carbon scoring. It looks like you've seen some action. Yeah, I understand the reference.
Okay. Well, now it's your turn.
Yes.
We'll see if we can get you on the board.
Mm-hmm.
On what level of the Death Star was Princess Leia being held prisoner?
Screw you, Plume. I know, that, I don't...
I'm going to need exact wording for what's on the card. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I mean, you could also just guess, and it would be...
23.
Well, no. Okay, well, that is not... I'm going to throw that question over to Star Wars Explained. Would you like to pick up that question, or would you like to pass for a new question?
Do you want to just take turns, Alex, or do you want to just go to me?
It's up to you. It's 5.
You take the bat.
That is correct. It's level 5. That's another point.
Ooh, I was only 18 off.
Here's the thing. I thought we're only going to be playing 10 or so minutes. I shouldn't arbitrarily choose, like, let's play to 10 or let's play to 20 points or something like that.
Yeah.
But now I think we could play to 50 points and still easily make it within.
Yeah, that's true.
Hal?
Yes.
We're back to you.
Great. I'm ready.
According to Luke Skywalker, if there was a bright center to the universe, what was Tatooine?
Farthest from.
Is that your final answer?
The planet farthest from, yes. Don't try to, like, juke me out of it. Just tell me I'm right, for goodness sakes. You're not going to do that to our esteemed
guest.
Juke
guests. You out of it? Is that a Happy Days term?
Yes. I'm a huge, if this was Happy Days trivia, I'd be crushing it right now.
You are correct.
It's Thank
the planet
you.
That was farthest from it. You're on the board.
You're still behind,
you're on the board.
I know a couple things.
Back to Team Star Wars Explained. When speaking before the Senate on Coruscant, what action did Queen Amidala move for a vote on?
Alex, do you want to answer?
Oh, I'm looking at you, Molly. It's your turn.
Oh, is it? Okay, I forgot. Vote of no confidence.
More specific.
May we deliberate?
You're a team, of course.
A vote of no confidence against Chancellor Valorum.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
More specific.
Vote of no confidence in Chancellor Valorum.
I would have accepted no confidence just by itself.
Thank you, Hal.
You're welcome.
I'm having to be very particular. I want to make sure it's even and no one falls through on a technicality.
That is fair.
Hal Lublin.
Yes.
Team Hal Lublin.
Mm-hmm.
What did the deck officer tell Han Solo would happen before he reached the first marker?
Wait, hear me that again?
What did the deck officer tell Han Solo would happen before he reached the first marker?
Oh. Oh my gosh. I think this is very fascinating for an audiophile, is complete silence. This is what you've come to expect from our fine show. I think Ugh.
Trust your feelings. You can do this.
I know this isn't right. I know this isn't right. It's either you'll be dead or you'll be frozen. Because I know his response is that I'll see you in hell. And then he rides off. I'll just say you'll be dead before you reach the first marker.
That is incorrect. I'm going to throw this over to Team Star Wars Appreciate Explain. Would you like to pick that up? Or would you like to?
Yeah. Your tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
There it is.
That is correct. You were close, Hal. You could freeze in there and dead.
I knew the line after. Yeah.
Poor tauntaun.
Yeah. Those poor tauntauns.
So you got that point. You got that right. So it's back to Hal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is never going to get away from you.
I'm here. I'm ready. Excited.
What bounty hunter flew the houndstooth?
What? Okay. So I assume this is from the films only. Could be prequels.
I mean, they were featured in the films. Doesn't mean they were necessarily named in the films.
So this could be, I assume this is referring to, because Jango Fett is flying the Slave One as well.
I mean,
instead of being quiet, instead of just silently sitting there going,
hold on, I'll channel the Force Spirit.
I'm talking to myself. I'm talking it out. This is what I'm saying to myself. Jango Fett flew the slave. It wasn't the slave one that he was flying. It's like, what? No, he's fine. All right. I'm going to pick a random bounty hunter from the deck.
That's a choice.
Of The Empire Strikes Back. And I'm going to say that Bosk flies, that's Bosk's ship. It sounds like something he'd be flying.
Well, Hal Lublin, your strategy worked.
Thank you.
Because you were correct.
Thank you.
The Houndstooth is Bosk's ship.
In my head, it was between Bosk and Dengar. I don't know why I thought Dengar would have...
Because they're good buddies. Of course it's going to be between... Isn't Bosk's everybody? Bosk is everybody's friend, right?
He's found a name.
That's how he's known amongst the bounty hunters. Everybody's called Bosk.
He's
very cuddly.
You got an itch to scratch
around you.
You ask Bosk.
Yeah.
So, Team Star Wars explained what, and you're going to have to excuse me if I mispronounce anything through this. What was Jedi Master Agen Kolar's species?
Please correct him if you got it wrong.
I've always said Agen Kolar, but you know, Twi'lek. But he was a Zabrak from Iridonia.
An Iridonian Zabrak.
Yeah.
All of those points were correct.
I concur.
You have the Hal Lublin endorsement.
I don't know if that was on the card, but you know, there's Dathomirian Zabraks and Iridonian Zabraks.
It was specifically to Molly's point listed as an Iridonian Zabrak. So.
Oh.
Being specific to the card.
Yeah. By the way, nothing felt better that the last one I got right than when I said Bosk and saw Alex start to nod.
Like, good job, buddy.
So proud of you.
In many ways, I feel like I've already won.
If he could tousle your hair at that moment.
Yes. It'd be so loving.
Hal Lublin.
Yes.
What Wookiee is the leader of the city of Kachiro on Kashyyyk?
That is, I know him as Ray because we're old friends. Raymond is his full name. So I'm going to go with Raymond, the Wookiee.
The Wookiee Raymond, your final answer?
No, Raymond the Wookiee, just in case it's written exactly that way.
It is not, because it is not written in any way close to that.
Weird.
Star Wars Explained, would you like to pick up that question?
You know, I'm actually not sure about this one. I think Molly and I both have like our gut answer, but I'm not positive that it's correct.
Ooh.
So you have the option to pass and get a new question.
Are you both thinking the same name?
Probably. I think we are.
I mean,
Alex
I will
is
ask
thinking.
You for a final
I
mean, question. We can correspond.
Molly.
Yeah.
I mean,
thinking Tarful.
Right. Tarful is the general that's there, but I believe there is a chief. That might be different, and I do not know his name.
He was on Battlestar Galactica.
So, what do you think? Take a chance or new question?
I'll leave it up to you.
Let's take a chance, because then we'll learn something. But
sure.
We'll say,
yeah. What a good way to spin that.
So helpful.
We'll say Tarful.
And that is correct.
Okay.
Well, we done. Learned that we are smart.
See, Hal, it is a takeaway you can come to.
Yeah.
Hal Lublin.
Mm-hmm.
How would Luke Skywalker know the good side from the bad, according to Yoda?
Oh, this sounds like a Hollywood Square setup for sure. That's such a Hollywood Square
setup. Hal Lublin. How would Luke Skywalker know the good side from the bad?
The smell? Can I honestly say the smell? I don't remember the I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to like replay it. It's only my favorite movie. It's fine.
I mean, it's not feeling that love right now.
How I know the light? It's when he's running around with Yoda on his back. Because he's like, how will I know the light side from the dark? And then Yoda's like, shut up. Too many questions you ask. Swing of divine.
I hope the answer is shut up.
Yeah. Shut your mouth. He put two claws just over.
I'm sure Yoda had bad days and they had to commune with Joseph Scrimshaw to settle back down.
Quiet. Quiet. I'll just say he just says you will know. That's my answer.
Like love.
I know that's not right. I know that's not right, but that's my
answer. I mean, close. You're right. You're right. It is not right. Thank you. That's not a point.
Yes. Kinda.
Alex and Molly,
not really.
Would you like to pick that up?
He says, you will know when you are calm.
I'm going to need an exact answer.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And then he says, now hush.
I mean, when you were calm is what I was going to go with. Molly, do you have anything to add? Does he say anything after that?
I'm trying to calm. Play
maybe,
the scene.
Maybe at peace.
You will know when you're calm.
It's right in his voice and see what sounds right.
Yeah.
You will know when you are calm.
At peace. Yeah, sure.
That sounds right. Yeah, when you were calm, at peace.
You are correct. When you are
nice.
At peace. Just had to go a little further.
Yes. You got to get into its method. You got to get into your Yoda to figure it out.
That's beautiful.
Hal?
Yes?
You're on the board.
I feel good. Look, happy.
No, you're doing well.
This is great.
You're doing better than you did that night. When
this is true.
Mm-hmm. When did Princess Leia say that she occasionally maybe liked Han Solo?
In Empire Strikes Back. Next.
No.
Oh, you need more specific than that?
No, I need the correct answer.
In the Millennium Falcon.
No.
When they're doing the repairs, when he's holding her hands.
No.
No?
This is, I will tell you, this is her rationale for it, not a location. This is
Wait,
when
will you
she
repeat
says,
the question?
When did Princess Leia say that she occasionally maybe liked Han Solo? In what circumstances would she occasionally like?
Oh, when you're not being a scoundrel.
Correct.
I see. I thought you were, okay.
The
I got
location.
the location. Much like that night, Hal is going to start claiming the wording of the questions.
No.
We would like the timestamp, please.
Start date in the film.
Hal can give it to you on the video disc edition.
Yes. Let me flip.
The CAV. Moloch and Alec. Alex and Molly, what did Jabba the Hutt receive as a birthday gift from Bib Fortuna?
Aw. Batista the Rancor.
Nice.
That is correct.
What a lovely.
Also wonderful.
Lovely gift.
Isn't that nice? Did you know that, Hal? Did you know that it was a birthday gift?
No, but that's lovely. What a nice gift.
I believe Batista is Hutt's for friend.
Aww.
Oh.
Another cuddly gift to the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And now it's dead. So that's just another sad thing that Star Wars has done to us.
I feel like it affected Malakili a lot more than Jabba.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's like the real rich person.
We didn't see Jabba's private mourning after that moment.
He owns the dog, but like the trainer loves the dog. That's what it feels like.
You're saying he only occasionally visits the horse at the stables?
Yeah, he's very busy, but the person who runs the stables really loves the horses.
You don't know. You don't know. Jabba in his aftertime might have been down there petting the Rancor, just spending quality singing to it. We don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe that's why it was below, so they could sing to each other. You don't know these things.
He eats his little frogs out of the green liquid. He says, one for me and one for Batista, and he drops it down.
That's why the grate is there. It's not just for viewing. It's so it's easy frog dump access when he wants to Rancor treats. Treat for me, treat for you. We have a few more questions. So how you have a fighting chance is all I'll say.
Okay. I'm just happy I've answered a few.
We will go through enough questions rapid fire that theoretically, if you got them all right,
yes,
this would be a tie.
Wow. That would be huge.
So good luck on that.
Thank you.
So Hal.
Yes.
What did R2-D2 turn on in Princess Leia's chamber in Echo Base?
What did he turn on Princess Leia's chamber in Echo Base? Turned off the dark, just like the Spider-Man musical, but then turned on the music, but do not remember.
Okay, that's a pass to Alex and Molly. Would you like to pick that up?
This is one where I'm like, I know the answer, but I don't know the exact line. What does 3PO call it?
Yeah, so, he turns on the heater, but he's...
They're distraught because they melted the ice and he's
like, how
we're going to dry off all our clothes.
Oh, yeah, they flooded her room.
It has like a slightly Star Wars-y name. What's, it's like the thermal heater or something.
What's the space name for heater?
Raymond?
Thermal generator. For some reason, thermal heater is like sticking in my head.
Final answer?
How do you feel about that, Molly?
Sure. I think it's just heater, but that line happens very quickly, so I don't know.
You are correct. It's a thermal heater.
Mm. Nice. Nice.
Got to add a little, a little Star Wars flare. Twist.
It's very redundant.
How, so they could sell the toy. Yes.
What did Han Solo call Obi-Wan Kenobi? And it's not Raymond. Do not say Raymond.
Could have been Raymond. You don't know. You didn't see that scene. It was cut out.
I do know. I'm looking at the card, so...
I'm the only one who has it. What does he call him?
What did Han Solo call Obi-Wan Kenobi? Try doing it in his voice, and maybe, like Yoda, it'll come to you.
Get into my Harrison Ford?
I'm going to call you a name.
I don't remember. Raymond, I'm going to go with that. Final answer. You're welcome.
Eventually, it'll be right, I'm sure. Who does everybody love? Alex, Molly, would you like to pick that up?
I mean, this is pretty vague. I think that the card probably says old fossil, but technically Chewbacca calls him that, and then Han just translates. Mm. But, like, you know, Han also calls him a damn fool. He calls him the old man a couple times. Like, there are a lot of possibilities here, so Hal, don't feel too bad about yourself. But I think old fossil is probably... what's written on the card.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree.
Impressive.
That is correct. The other options on the card, because it's multiple choice, were old idiot, a geriatric fossil, and old geezer.
I would love for them to use the word geriatric in Star Wars.
Wait a second. You got that geriatric fossil.
These are multiple choice? Am I just finding this out?
Oh, no.
They are. But that's not sporting.
Fair.
I mean, it's got to be even, right?
Yeah.
Hal.
Mm-hmm.
What did Yoda levitate out of the water?
I think it was Raymond, but I'm going to answer Luke's X-Wing.
Now, do you want the multiple choice? Before you...
old geezer. His old fossil X-Wing. Are
his landing pod, a dragon snake, Luke's X-Wing, or R2-D3?
Oh, this is...
What would you like to go with?
I have a whole new level of dislike for this game's construction, but it is Luke's X-Wing. Final answer.
That is correct. I really want you to get the 5 points. We're going to go three more questions. We got three more questions.
I only have 2 points?
No, you have more than that. I said okay. I want you to at least get to 5 points.
Well, that's
all that implies is you are not yet at 5 points.
Hmm. Fair enough.
So, Alex, Molly, when working as a waiter at a party in Boss Nass's mansion, what did Jar Jar Binks do?
Molly, you know the answer to this, I believe. Yeah.
When working as a waiter?
That's just a bunch of extraneous information. What got him banished?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He crashed Boss Nass's personal Hayblibber.
Is that your final answer?
I concur.
Yes.
That is incorrect. How Alex? would you like this question? Or would you like to pass on it?
No, but did he spill drinks everywhere?
When working as a waiter at a party in Boss Nass's mansion, what did Jar Jar Binks do? He flooded Boss Nass's mansion. So this must have been in the litany of things that he did.
The hay blubber was the final straw.
Okay. Was this in the
banished?
Uh-huh. Was this in the novelization? Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
How?
I mean, it definitely sounds like something
it
he
sounds
would do.
Right.
It fits the character.
But yeah, now you know that we can bleed. So there you go.
I'm looking. I have to see when this happens.
Oh, you don't remember? You don't remember that whole season of Party Down?
Wait, now that I know that you bleed, does that mean that all of our mothers are named Martha? DC reference. Let's go, Ken. I'm ready.
Well, remember, that's something that they need to be told. That's their whole other Twitch show. Explain it to them.
Oh, okay. So here's the full Molly. We are actually not fully wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Boss Nass threw a lavish party at his mansion and gave Binks a job in the kitchen. Binks destroyed the gasser oven. The explosion cracked the bubble wall and flooded the party. Binks tried to save Boss Nass's luxury hay blibber, but ended up crashing it instead. So that was all just like one big comedy of errors.
Also, how Star Wars is it to call it the gasser oven?
Right.
Oh, thermal man. Heating.
You couldn't just say oven.
Isn't hiring Jar Jar Binks to work your party like hiring the Three Stooges to cater it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, this is a very high society party, and I need you three to throw me the event of the century.
And this story Okey was told day. In the Dark Horse comic Star Wars Tales number 3.
Amazing.
Wow. Hal?
Yeah.
There's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the ceremonial red mark on Queen Amidala's lower lip known as?
The
Don't say Raymond. I swear, don't you dare say Raymond.
It's called the drinking dot, because when she is using a straw, that's she knows exactly where to put it. You're welcome. I will take potables for 400.
You can have that, because you can't have a point for that, because it's not correct.
Thank you.
Alex, Molly, would you like to pick up that question, or would you like a different question?
I'll just say I don't know.
I think, I don't know what it's called. Doesn't it, Molly, represent, like, the blood of the...
Innocent?
And something like the something along those lines, like the people of Naboo who had died in wars.
Yeah, I'm sure this is mentioned in Queen's Shadow, but I cannot for the life of me remember.
I think this is something from Legends, but I do not know the name of it. So I guess, but I also want to know the name of it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do we not get to know if we pass?
No, you will know, because if Hal gets it wrong or right, you'll hear the answer. So,
I already got it wrong.
Oh, that's right.
It was passed.
So you don't get a point for this because you decided to try and answer it. Instead of
but you'll still find out. He's not going to leave you hanging.
But the answer is the Scar of Remembrance.
Ah.
Okay.
You're on the right track. Yeah. People in the
I didn't know it had a name.
Hmm.
So, in the battle above Coruscant, who was Squad 7 leader?
I would throw out Oddball. That's
Squad
the
7 leader.
Oddball is the only clone I know there, and we know that Obi-Wan is Red Leader,
mm-hmm.
and Anakin's like Red 7, so...
So is that your final answer?
I'm gonna, Oddball sure. would be my guess.
Sure, yeah.
That is incorrect. Hal Lublin, can you
pass.
Pick that up?
Pass.
It's a hard pass?
is it Raymond?
It's
the answer to one of these.
Battle above Coruscant, the squad leader, a 7 was Captain, is it Davijan?
I have no idea.
Davijan.
See, we're learning things.
Which I
need
is,
to.
Is probably clone for Raymond.
I'm sorry, but Davijan, who flew under the call sign Oddball.
Oh!
Oh!
Take that, dumb game!
That's it. You like how I'm immediately like
hey,
going to
clearly,
Wikipedia just
I
to learn?
I'm
so glad.
I mean, I didn't know he had an actual name.
I'm so glad.
So we all learned something.
That
what
was
we
fun.
Also learned is that you got a point for that.
Yeah.
Which means, Hal, you didn't lose your turn, because it wouldn't have gone to you as a regular turn.
That's right.
See, that's... Everybody wins. Let's see. Hal...
So Oddball had a name. Interesting.
Which, this only in Legends. That's strange. Huh.
Ready, Hal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Who said, "Sir, Luke is the best bush pilot in the Outer Rim territories"?
Oh my God. What the hell is his name? I can't remember his friend's name.
Raymond.
It might be Raymond. It might be Raymond. It's his friend whose name has completely jumped out of my head. Who looks like Freddie Mercury. He looks like Freddie Mercury. Is it Freddie Mercury, though? It might be.
Is that why he was on Darth Vader's shoulders in that picture?
That's why.
Okay.
It was during the battle of the assault on the Death Star.
And that's why Don't Stop Me Now was playing over the Death Star battle.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. I'm not going to make everybody sit here while I try to comb my Swiss cheese memory.
Alex, I saw you were about to get up. Were you about to go get his helmet?
And then I remembered it's not a video podcast, but
yeah.
I've got his helmet right there. I've got a shrine to him right there. He's the best character in Star Wars.
Captain Raymond.
Raymond Darklighter.
Yes.
Biggs Darklighter.
Couldn't remember his name. Thank you for jogging my memory.
Fortunately, that's not how the game works when it comes to you getting the point, Hal, but it was.
I don't care.
Works.
I'm just glad to have heard the name and have it back in my head.
And this is going to be the final question.
All right.
So I'm just going to go ahead and guess right now that even though it's going to Hal, Alex and Molly are probably going to get a chance at it as well.
Could surprise you.
But I do believe in you.
Thank you.
So much right now. Are you ready, Hal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What did Owen Lars tell Luke Skywalker his father had been? Do it in your best Owen Lars
impression. I just had it in my head and it.
Think about it.
And it.
What voice for Owen Lars comes to your head right now?
Hey! I need was you just this a season. Crazy old man.
You can't leave.
Just one more season.
Just one more.
What are you trying to push on me here?
I need him, Baru.
Can you speak to... I can't
Did you
remember.
Drop out? Was it bocce? Isn't that the language that he asks?
Do you speak bocce? Hi! Don't shoot me, stormtroopers! Please!
Oh, it's hot!
I think they're going to blow up our farm! Quick, get down in the sand and start crawling! Stay low!
I can't remember. I cannot remember it. And I can play the entire scene in my head, and then it just becomes...
I mean, fair dues to Owen and Baru. They nearly made it out.
They made it pretty far.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They were nearly there.
You can see them.
Yeah. And they were together at the end.
They were together. That's right.
Love survives.
Scene messed me up as a kid.
Yeah.
There's no way it can't. And yet, we don't share the same concern when C-3PO is just tossing Jawa bodies
right
on a pyre in a big mound. And that's on us.
That is. It's a great failing of all of us. I cannot remember.
Would you
like
me to repeat the question?
No, I want to hear the actual answer from our guests.
Okay, Team Star Wars Explain, Alex, Molly, your question is, and this is for all the points, because you pretty much have them all. What did Owen Lars tell Luke Skywalker his father had been?
Go for it, Molly.
I believe he was told that his father was a navigator on a spice freighter. Final answer.
I concur.
That is correct.
Yay!
So that was our Star Wars trivia. Your final points standing at the end. Because we all lived a lot and learned a little. Final score. Hal Lublin with 4. Mm. And Team Star Wars Explain, the winners with 13.
Well done. Well done.
It was an honor just
to compete. Well done to everyone.
We'll have to do this again after Hal does some deep dive into just memorizing the cards.
I'll just go to Star Wars Explained and do my deep diving there where I can get all the information, both high level and granular.
I can learn more. I had to go to Wikipedia and just type in Raymond. There's a few.
who is the most well-known Raymond listed in Wikipedia?
Raymond Hawke.
Well,
Raymond Organa.
It's just a bunch of this is like a real person. Hold on.
Yeah, these are a bunch of. I'm going to see if I can find.
Is Raymond Organa the son that Bale doesn't talk about?
Yeah,
background.
His actual
these biological are real son. People.
Oh,
yeah. All the top search results for Raymond are actual people. So.
There is a Jedi
put an apostrophe
named Rey.
In the middle of Raymond and see if it comes up with any matches.
Well, Rey, her actual middle name is Mund.
Yeah, Raymond Skywalker. Palpative. No,
well, now Skywalker.
Now, yes, Hal.
That's true. I forgot. Her last name is Skywalker.
Yeah. How could you forget?
Maybe Raymond was Ramadi's actual name, and he just thought Ramadi sounded cooler.
Hmm.
Although that does sound Star Warsy now to go Raymond Ramadi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your Star Wars name is Raymond plus your favorite pasta shape.
Raymond Fusilli.
Or yeah. Cheese.
Hi, I'm Raymond Rigatoni.
I'm Raymond Ricotta.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. We like it.
Last question before we go, as a goodbye to everyone, whoever can get it, call it out, and that'll be our farewells, and a big thank you to Alex and Molly for being on this little bonus-ode, and Hal for participating. How tall was Bail Organa?
3 apples.
Well, I know how tall Chewbacca is.
Uh-huh, that's, I'm trying to work my way back. And it's got to be in meters, too, so that's...
Also, Hal, isn't it fascinating to watch process on this? I'm working my way back from Chewbacca.
Uh-huh.
As a
Chewbacca, what's your guess?
I was just going to throw out 1.6 meters.
Sure, that sounds
you
close.
You should Price is Right me and go like 1.7 or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say 2.5 meters. I should Price is Right, but I'm going a little higher.
Okay, so we had 1.6, 1.7.
1.7, I'll
say. And 2.5, Hal?
Yes.
You do realize how tall 2.5 meters is, right?
Yes.
You want to stick with that?
1.7 meters.
That's all, so you're going same as Molly?
Sure. I agree. I'll agree. I'm going to agree with them.
Well, as per Price is Right rules, it goes to Hal and Molly. Bail Organa is 1.91 meters.
Yeah.
I don't accept that.
Yeah, so he is nearly 6 feet tall. All
right. Yeah, so Chewie is 2.3 meters, I believe. If you want to.
3 feet and a meter, Hal. So
that's what I couldn't remember. I was sitting there doing my head. I was like, a meter is 3 feet, isn't it?
It's confusing.
Yeah.
But us Americans are like, meters? What?
Yeah.
Who would dare?
That mighty titan of Alderaan, Bail Organa, striding like a giant. Thank you all. And there we go. There was our bonus-ode. So thanks all for listening. And go check out Alex and Molly on Star Wars Explained. And Hal will be back on We Got This with Mark. And see you all on the flip side.
We got this!
And they also have some that are just like character cards. Like, here's a picture. Who is this? Oh, sorry. Hal, who is this?
That's Raymond. Next.